have been dramatic shifts in wellness for everyone during COVID-19. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lena Bekdash, assistant professor in the Health and Wellness Studies Department at Binghamton University, says the stress is not hitting everyone the same way.
If you have experienced unwanted weight gain or weight loss during the pandemic, you're not alone. According to a poll by the American Psychological Association, 61% of U.S. adults reported undesired weight change since the pandemic began. The results released in March showed that during the pandemic, 42% of respondents gained unwanted weight, 29 pounds on average, and nearly 10% gained more than 50 pounds. On the flip side, nearly 18% of Americans said they experienced unwanted weight loss, on average, a loss of 26 pounds. I'm a nutrition neuroscientist, and my research investigates the relationship between diet, lifestyle, stress, and mental distress, such as anxiety and depression. The findings about the unwanted weight change make sense in a stressful world, especially in the context of the body's stress response, known as the fight or flight. This response is an innate reaction that evolved as a survival mechanism. When faced with stress, the body wants to keep the brain alert. It decreases levels of some hormones and brain chemicals in order to turn down behaviors that won't help in any urgent situations, and it increases others that will. Overall, stress can throw eating habits and motivation to exercise or eat healthy out of balance, and this last year has certainly been very stressful. The pandemic left many people confined to their homes, bored, and with plenty of food. When adding the stress factor to the scenario, this is a perfect situation for unwanted weight changes.
That was Lena Bekdash of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.